This is 90.9 WBUR. I'm Lisa Mullins. Fans around the world are remembering beloved vocalist Tony Bennett, who died Friday at the age of 96. The legendary musician had ties to Boston. As WBUR's Andrea Shea reports, a local rock radio station helped kick off Bennett's career comeback in the late 1980s.
Tony Bennett crooned his way to fame through the 1950s and 60s with hits like this.
I left my heart in San Francisco.
But Bennett's star hit a rough patch in the mid-1970s when rock and roll started dominating the airwaves. Chachi Loprette worked at the Boston radio station WBCN in the 80s.
Around 1986, I received a package in the mail from Columbia Records, and inside was an album called The Art of Excellence by Tony Bennett. And as a kid, having, you know, an Italian background, my parents would listen to Tony Bennett all the time. And so I became known as the first guy to ever play a Tony Bennett record on a rock radio station.
How do you keep the music playing? How do you make it last?
Loprette was friends with Bennett's son, Danny, who was orchestrating a resurgence for his father.
And back then, the rest of the country looked at WBCN to see what we were playing, and a lot of times they followed suit. Next thing you know, Tony's on the Grammys with the Red Hot Chili Peppers. Tony's doing the David Letterman show.
My next guest is truly one of the great singers of all time. His latest album, which I have a copy of right here, is called The Art of Excellence.
And so I was a part of the beginning of all that, and I will tell you, Tony was always grateful.
He was a very sweet guy.
Sue Eau Claire is a longtime jazz publicist in Boston.
Really warm human being, easy to work with. And so many have passed in the last few years from his generation.
Eau Claire arranged interviews for Bennett a few times when he was in the Boston area, including for his appearances at the Newport Jazz Festival in 2002.
He was such an entertainer. He was not only just a good singer, he was the guy with the big endings, you know? And he was like this Italian stallion with his arms in the air at the end.
If happy little bluebirds fly beyond the rainbow, why, oh, why can't I?
He had so many great recordings, so many hits over the years, and his shows were just a collection of him performing those hits night after night.
Berklee College of Music professor Tim Ray shared many stages on tours with Bennett. He became his pianist and music director in 2016 when the singer was nearly 90.
His instrument, his voice, it was so high level, even at that advanced age. He had so much range. He could belt out a big note. He could whisper and draw the audience in. And he knew just when to affect these kinds of variations in his singing style to communicate the meaning of a song.
And maybe tomorrow I'll find what I'm after.
Ray says Bennett shifted skillfully from jazz standards to show tunes and pop songs.
And one of the ones I thought was the best for showcasing his voice was a song called How Do You Keep the Music Playing? There's a particular long stretch of the end where he's singing this really long phrase without taking a break. Even into his 90s, he was nailing that every night. It was pretty remarkable.
This is the same song Chachi Loprette played on WBCN back in 1986. He says whenever Bennett returned to Boston, he was always by his side.
Boston was special to Tony. He had a small group of friends, and we'd always have dinner either before the show or after the show. We'd take him to the North End. We'd take him to our favorite pasta places. He loved to enjoy food with friends and family.
Bennett was family for Loprette. He says spending time with the warm-hearted legend and his music made him appreciate life more. Loprette shared how Bennett often ended shows with the tune, "When Do the Bells Ring for Me?" And audiences always gave him a standing ovation. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Andrea Shea.
Those who say, you wake up and feel life, I say I'm ready, show me the way. Show me those arms that say welcome to real life, and I'll stay, I'll stay. How many parties more can I run to? How many little loves can there be before it's all a bore? Forget it, I want more. I want someone to want more of me, like making promises good in the daylight. The thing is, here am I, where is she?